Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
Cleveland, Ohio is hoping some high tech can turn the city's trash into cash. Soon, residents will receive new recycling bins embedded with radio frequency ID chips. The RFID chips are like those used to nab shoplifters, but in Cleveland, they'll be used to keep tabs on who's not recycling. Ron Owens is in charge of the project. He's Cleveland's commissioner of waste. Mr. Owens, welcome to Living on Earth.
Hey, glad to be here.
Well, how does this work? How are you going to know if someone isn't recycling?
Well, actually, the way we set our system up is we have a two-cart system. We have a gray cart for your regular garbage, and then we have a blue cart for your recycling. And inside those carts will be our RFID code, which will basically be used for us to track how often this particular service is provided to certain areas. And it will also track the performance of my employees.
Aha. So if the chip detects that the gray bin is getting a lot of use, but the blue bin isn't, you know they're not recycling.
Yeah. And what we're looking for is sort of like a threshold, at least once or twice a month that people are recycling. So if we go maybe like 5 weeks in a row and notice that a particular resident haven't set out their recycling can, that next time we go out and collect their rubbish, if there still isn't a recycling can out there, then we will actually open up their bag of trash that's out there, take a photo, and then that will be our proof.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do with that evidence?
The city of Cleveland, for the last 20 or so years that I've been involved with the Division of Waste Collection, has had this ticketing process for those people who violate our waste laws. Actually, only difference it is going to be with the system is that we're collecting the recyclables separately. Right now, if you don't put your trash out properly in the city of Cleveland, you may be subject to a fine. You can be subject for a fine for putting your trash out too early, not taking your containers back in a timely manner. If you have excess trash out there, and those are the individuals that we're actually looking at give tickets to. But everybody else, we're definitely going to try to educate them to properly utilize these containers.
Have you ticketed people before for not recycling, though?
No, not for recycling. We haven't. That's a new law that we had put in place to help us enforce this program.
How much would the ticket be?
The penalty is basically $100 per incident.
$100? If I get a parking ticket for $100, I generally think that's pretty steep.
Yeah, it is a pretty steep fine, and that's one of the things that we want to do is encourage the residents to properly utilize these carts. And if you properly set out your garbage container, and then you properly separate your recycle and put it out into your blue container, then you wouldn't have to worry about that $100 fine.
Why was it necessary to threaten people with a $100 fine for not recycling?
We had a pilot program back in October of 2007 that we started with, and we had approximately 20% participation. And once we've seen that voluntarily there is a number of folks that will not use this cart properly, then we had to figure out we needed enforcement. And here's another reason why we need to properly utilize these containers. We're looking at generating some new energy for the city of Cleveland. What I mean by that new energy is potentially going to a waste-to-energy facility. And we're going to take our garbage from that point and turn it into steam, which is going to turn some turbines and generate some electricity. And that's another reason why we need to separate those materials which are more recyclable from your regular garbage, because we want to gain as much financial gain off of this amount of material that we have as possible.
What's your level of concern about generating some backlash here?
When the law was passed, a lot of folks focused on the fine piece of it, and then they looked at the RFID tag and thought, oh, wow, Big Brother is looking into us. And no, it's not. It's not Big Brother. All it is a performance-based system that we're putting in to make sure that we achieve those efficiencies. And it's really not going to be us going through the trash. That's the last thing that we want to do, is to have to sort through your trash to see if there is recyclables in there or not. Again, once we get out there and explain to the residents, which we're currently working on an educational plan right now, we're going to have the carts with us, we're going to have all our facts with us, and we're going to lay it all out for them so they won't have to be concerned about us going through their trash or any privacy issues there.
And give me a sense of how much money is at stake here.
Well, this program is going to cost us about $25 million over the next 4 to 5 years. So although it is an expensive program, we believe with the efficiencies and savings that we're looking at, we're definitely going to recover this cost. We are currently being paid some $27 per ton for our recyclables. So what that means, for every ton of recyclables that I save from going out into the landfill, I make $27 on that, as well as I save the $33 that I would be paying to dispose of that material. So when you add that 27 plus the 33, that's actually a $60 savings. We get rid of some 220,000 tons of trash annually. 42% of that waste is recyclable. If you can compare 42% of that waste, which is somewhere around 100,000 tons, if I'm able to collect that 100,000 tons times that $60 that I save, you know, that's a substantial amount of money that's really been saved to our general fund budgets.
You think this is going to catch on? Are other cities going to be doing this?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there are a number of other cities, Charlotte, North Carolina, places in Washington, D.C., and quite a number of other places that are actually utilizing technology similar to this.
Well, Mr. Owens, one more thing. I understand some congratulations are in order. The American Public Works Association named you National Manager of the Year in Public Waste. Is that correct?
Yes, I've received a number of rewards in regards to this. It's truly good. This just shows that we're heading in the right direction with the things that we're trying to do in the city of Cleveland.
You're at the top of the heap, one might say.
The top of the heap. Okay, yes, sir.
Ron Owens, yes, Commissioner sir. Of Waste in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Just ahead, a trip to the far north to record a vanishing language and way of life. Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.